Last time, Jeff Wells told us about the Boreal Songbird Initiative, for which he serves as senior scientist. In order to raise public awareness about and contributions for the initiative, he put together a team of three birders to compete in the World Series of Birding, a high-level annual competition to see the most species in a 24-hour period within the state of New Jersey.
Tell us about the day that you did the World Series of Birding. What time does your team start?
We left our hotel about 11:30, drove over to this place where we had prearranged to be led into a large, empty, abandoned trash warehouse where there was a nesting barn owl. Ran over to this warehouse and got in there just a few minutes after midnight and started walking around trying to see the barn owl that we had been told was in there. And after about 15 minutes, we spotted the bird up sitting up high in this cavernous building on a rail, and that was the first bird of the race, and we were off from there.
How do you focus your strategy during the nighttime hours?
There's, of course, a few key birds that you try to get at night, like owls, as well as some things like rails, or bitterns that will call at night, since everything basically has to be done by sound. And then the other thing you hope for is some of the migrating birds, since most birds migrate at night and they call at night when they're flying over. You can identify a surprising number of birds by their calls, and there's certain birds that are really difficult to get, including, interestingly enough, a number of the boreal species like Swainson's thrush and Gracie thrush. They're hard to find on the ground during the day, but when they're flying over at night, you can sometimes hear dozens or even hundreds of them on a good night. In our case, we left Hackensack and we went to a place called Great Swamp, a National Wildlife Refuge, where we got great horn, screech owl, and barred owl, and found Virginia rail and sorus calling there, and heard some Swainson's thrushes flying over at night, and a few other birds. And then we drove up to the northern part of New Jersey and got in place to start dawn in this grassland area. There's some remnant grassland there where we could find some early singing grasshopper sparrows and vesper sparrows and things like kestrel and that sort of thing. And from there, there's sort of the wild race starts, and every few minutes you're stopping at a new place between dawn and 9 o'clock or so, probably 60 or 70 stops in that time period, a minute here, 3 minutes here, maybe 5 minutes here, trying to get birds with the windows down and see if you can just hear them without stopping. That's how we got our worm-eating warbler just sort of cruising along at 25 miles an hour. We all heard it on the slope and sped away. You just try to pack in as many different birds as you can in that short time. Dawn is the best time.
Is there a rule that all three people on the team have to hear the bird to count it?
95% of the species that you get have to be identified by everybody on the team, and you can't have any species that are identified only by a single person. And on top of that, there's an added rule that you can only have one species of bird that's not found by at least one other team. So if you find any rarities or anything like that, it's to your benefit to tell other teams about it. And that's another way of sort of ensuring that everybody's on the up and up.
We don't have that rule here in Minnesota.
Yeah, you guys are you're trustworthy, so you don't need it.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
Yeah, the last 4 hours or so are especially tough. You know, I always find myself in the last couple of hours kind of almost in a delirious state. I'm in the back of the car sometimes, and we're going around, and I don't know where I am and things like that. But at the end, it takes a bit of gumption to sort of get yourself out of the car again and listen for whatever it is that you're hoping to find. And usually there's few birds you can get at that stage of the game, but you keep trying and trying just to add one more, one more bird.
So how late did you manage to stay alive?
Well, we turned in our list about 3 minutes before midnight the next night. As a matter of fact, they have the finish line right in Cape May, and I was walking up towards the finish line when I heard somebody yell out, 3 minute warning, get your list in now. And if you're late with your list, every minute or so that you're late, you lose a species, they take it off. So there's some incentive to make sure you get it in time. I walked into the finish line, and it was just packed with several hundred people all milling around the tables, and sort of had to push my way through and hand my checklist in. And then they have a whole raft of volunteers who count and recount the list over and over to make sure it's correct and there's no mistakes. And then they post the scores on a big wall chart. And if you want to stay up late enough, you can find out who won. Some teams just are so tired that they sort of stumble out into a hotel and leave.
What did your team end up with?
We ended up with a 197 species, which put us in seventh place overall. We were pleased with that because we were really shooting to just be in the top 10. Of course, we would have loved to have broken over 200, but the ducks weren't with us that day. We had a place in the last bit of daylight we were headed towards that had something like three or four new species of ducks that we would have gotten, but we got there, and for some reason, I don't know if it was the tide or something to do with the wind, but there was no water in the ponds. So it was just mud, and there were lots of wonderful shorebirds to look at, but we had already seen all those, so there were no ducks.
You can get links to some more excerpts of my interview with Jeff Wells and find out more about the Boreal Songbird Initiative via my birderblog.com. This interview with Jeff Wells was supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.